So the whole trophy run was that originally, so this could be sectioned out of that. So without
trophy run
him,
was originally just time, it was timeshare.
Hey, Kathy, it's Susan.
And now it's probably an amended.
Can you answer a question about a property?
Do you want this on the record?
First, let's let her look it up, and then you can put it on the record.
Okay.
Are you ready? 18-6-23-0-0-7.019.
It is available for rental.
Yeah, 7.019.
Okay, so that would be Daniel Patrick.
Yeah. So the question is, on the legal, it says it's a fractional ownership, but on the name, it's one person. Can you answer to that and come down here on record, or?
Well, if we need her, if she's available, that's fine. But let's find out from him what the deal is, okay?
Okay. We'll call you back if you need to come down.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Hi, Dan. This is David Akers from the Taney County BOE. Do you have a minute? I know we're calling early.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Dan, we're trying to figure this out. We have some basic questions here. We know that Trophy Run used to be timeshared, at least parts of it, and then it's been sold as fractionals. And so we're trying to figure out what you have down
okay.
there.
Yeah, I have... well, it's not a timeshare. It's a standalone, if that's what a fractional is.
Well, do you have
a standalone cabin, basically?
Okay. Do you own the cabin exclusively, or are there other owners of the cabin?
No. I own the cabin exclusively.
Okay.
I do. Yes.
Okay. So. It is not part of the fractional deal, or did you just buy all 12 or 10 fractions?
No. What he did was a series of like 13 cabins or so, and then he replatted part of everything. He had two cabins set aside. That were not part of the timeshare deal, and I bought one of those two that were set aside. The rest, I think, of his cabins are still timeshare. But then there's been subsequent new development in that area. I don't know if those are timeshares or if those are individually owned cabins. Does that make sense?
Right, and when he replatted, I'm assuming these cabins have access to the amenities or whatever they have down there or something, or if they have any, I don't know.
Yeah, like the river and, it's just kind of right in that area. I guess that's an amenity
okay.
that they have access to for fishing and that type of stuff.
All right, and this is being used as a nightly rental property?
Part of the time, yeah. Yeah, we use it a lot for just my family and friends, and then so it's kind of a mixed use, I would call it. Yeah.
Well, that's a good name because that's what we call it too.
Okay. Yeah. I understand kind of doing more research on everything that there is part commercial, but it's also part just I guess we'd call it residential.
Okay, and Dan, do you guys own any other properties down here besides this one?
No, just that one, yeah.
In Taney County, okay.
Yeah.
And it's just being put in a nightly rental program sometimes or when you're not using
it. Correct, yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
What we've done a few years ago, because we have a lot of these, is that we, if you just have one in Taney County, then we've been classifying the first one, if you put it in a nightly rental program, as 25% commercial, 75% residential. If you get any more than that, mm-hmm. you buy any other properties, then they're 100% commercial. So that's how our decision
is.
Okay, go ahead.
That's reasonable. I'm amenable to that.
Okay.
To that decision, because, yeah, I can't say that it's 100% residential.
I understand. All right. I'll make a motion that we change classification to mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential. Do I have a second?
Second.
Have a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, Dan. You'll get your decision. It'll be mailed to you.
Okay.
Thank you for being available early.
Hey.
And
no problem.
We appreciate
no problem.
You owning in Taney County. All right.
Hey, no problem.
Take care.
Take care. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Well, that explained the amended plat.
Yep. So apparently there's two down there that are not. Boy, that put thing down there is.
Use a good attorney to.
Hire me, I'll help find one, right? okay. Now, did we. On the Cody's Cabins?
We did not.
We have 1, 2, 3.
Four.
Four of those, and that's the. I guess that's the only one we haven't ruled on today. The only ones we haven't done.
So they have a residence and four nightly rentals.
And they've all been assessed commercial?
No, the residence is a residence.
Okay.
So were they contested?
Hmm? Well, I...
You were asking me if I looked them up.
We have to make a decision on them either way.
What's their...
I know this is our last one, guys, but I'm going to take just a 5-minute recess, okay?